You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat reporter, Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, there's been a number of little pieces of news around Jays camp already, and to me, one of the more intriguing ones is the final acknowledgement from Deonner Navarro that he would like a trade. Not exactly earth-shattering, because we've known for a while that they kind of had some pieces that didn't necessarily fit and it would benefit them. But how does this change the situation? Does it add any urgency? Does it change the dynamic at all, or is it just Navarro finally admitting that, hey, I'd like to play every day?
I think it really is just the public acknowledgement that Navarro, you know, basically said what we knew all along, and that he, you know, thinks of himself as an everyday catcher. The one piece of news that came out was that he said as soon as the Blue Jays signed Russell Martin to that five-year contract, right away, before even the ink was dry, he asked Alex Anthopoulos for a trade. But I mean, Alex Anthopoulos is normally very tight-lipped about all these type of situations, but really from day one, he was very clear that the Jays were going to do what they could to try and find a deal for Navarro if there was a starting job for him out there and the Blue Jays could get something in return. That they were going to be more than willing to do that. That's still the stance the team has right now. But, I think the Jays are still looking to get some kind of asset in return. They're not looking to just get rid of him because he's one of the biggest trade chips that they have right now. And there's not going to be a lot of value until there's probably an injury somewhere. Maybe it'll happen in spring training. Maybe it'll happen in April, but they really kind of need to wait for the possibility of someone else on another team going down so that they can get a suitable trade offer, because as things stand right now, that just hasn't happened. Anthopoulos has been pretty open about this entire situation. They've never really been close to dealing Navarro. I think some teams kicked the tires on him throughout the winter, but there really wasn't a lot of rumors, and the reason why there weren't a lot of rumors surrounding Navarro is just because the Jays just never got close, still haven't gotten close to finding a fit in a trade.
Is there any kind of concern about how he will approach things as he waits for this to go down?
I don't think so. I mean, Navarro's probably one of the most liked teammates in that clubhouse. He gets along with everybody really well. It's an interesting situation because, you know, Russell Martin is the same guy who took his job back in the Dodgers days quite a long time ago. So he's actually been through this with Martin before. They have a decent working relationship. It's not an ideal situation for anybody. Obviously, I think Navarro, especially coming off the year he had last year, exceeded expectations from his standards at least, and had a pretty solid year. And it was a guy who was really waiting around. He spent 4 years as a backup, kind of bounced around the league and was really waiting for that opportunity. Didn't get it until last year, and when he came through the way he did, I think the fact that the Blue Jays went out and got another catcher really caught him by surprise. I think he's a little bit offended by it. I think there's he feels a little bit of sense of betrayal, but he's reported on camp on time. He's still going through all the motions. He's not the kind of guy who's just, he came out with some pretty strong comments this week. He's not really the kind of guy who's just going to go ahead and, sulk and not put his work in. I think as of right now, the Blue Jays are just going to have to go forward with him in the plans as a backup catcher. There's some at-bats at DH as well. That's not the situation Navarro wants, but that's the situation the Blue Jays have him in. But, I mean, this really could change, any time. It can change in 24 hours. If somebody gets hurt and another team decides that they have a need, there will probably be a move. So Navarro could be here a week. He could be here 3 months. No one really knows. But he remains very available.
And that ties into my next question, which is another thing you reported this week, which is that Edwin Encarnacion, who, to use the old joke, whose best position is batter's box, is apparently going to be playing in the field some. Is that related to Navarro's situation? And whether it is or is not, what is the thought process there?
I think so. Anthopoulos spent a lot of time this offseason talking about how the Blue Jays really wanted to get him most of his at-bats at DH. There is some concern with some back pain that he's experienced over the last couple of years. He's worn down a little bit from playing the field every day. I think he prefers the DH spot, but he's also more than willing to play the field. I mean, that's essentially what he's been doing most of the time over the last couple of years now. So I don't think anything really changes too much, but you know, the stance of the Jays coming out and saying that they want him to be the first baseman, what that does is it does open up that bats for Navarro. So if Navarro gets dealt, I could see the Blue Jays changing their mind on that, because you know, the other people that they have in the mix right now for DH would be, in addition to Navarro, would be guys like Justin Smoke and Danny Valencia. Justin Smoke is probably a better defender at first base than Encarnacion is. So when both those guys are in the lineup at the same time, it makes sense to put Smoke at first and Encarnacion at DH. But if Navarro is on this team and they're looking to find ways to get him at bats, that would have to come at the DH spot because he can't play first base. I think that's going to be in a bit of a state of flux over the next few weeks, depending on what the team does. But they're certainly positioning this, I think, maybe even as a way to kind of boost Navarro's value a little bit from around the league, to show that they're not going to be forced into making a deal because they can find him at bats for the team.
It's far, far too early. It'll be too early 2 weeks into games. But even so, it's fantasy draft season, and people want to know where they get their saves. Obviously, the competition itself hasn't changed any, but has anything anybody said or any kind of structure of camp or anything tipped any kind of hand about how this ninth inning situation is going to go with the Jays?
Well, the one development this week that I found somewhat interesting was the fact that Brett Cease on day one came out and gave it a very honest answer. He said, absolutely, I want the job. He doesn't think that he has anything to prove to this team. He said he can't go out to tank spring training by any means, but he doesn't think he has anything to prove either, because he thinks the Blue Jays know what he can do. He's shown it over the last couple of years. He does have a handful of saves over the last couple of years as well, and when he was put in those situations when Casey Jansen needed a day off, he handled it just fine. But I think more than anything else, the decision for the closer job isn't really going to be based on performance per se. I think it's going to be more on the configuration of the bullpen and what the Blue Jays decide to do down there. I mean, I think they really need to get a close look at how Steve Delabar looks once games start, and see whether or not he can become a setup option from the right side. Because if he's not the guy that he was 2 years ago, if he looks more like the guy he was last year, you know, they're really lacking a lot of depth on the right side, and I think that would really kind of force the hand of using a guy like Aaron Sanchez, as opposed to limiting him to just the ninth inning, almost, you know, Dylan Betances role from the Yankees last year, where you could bring him in the seventh or eighth inning, maybe throw even a couple innings at a time, something that he did in the second half with the Blue Jays last year. So it's going to be an interesting mix, because at the same time you also have the Blue Jays coming out and saying, sticking to what their plan was with Sanchez in the first place, which is he's going to spend the initial stages of spring training getting stretched out, because they do want to build his arm up a little bit. Even if he does end up in the bullpen, they think there's going to be some benefit there. The one thing we do know is that a decision on this will probably come sooner rather than later. It looks like probably at the very latest, the Jays want to make a decision on Sanchez's future by the middle of March, because if he is going to go into the bullpen, they're going to take him out of that starting a little bit more of a reliever routine in those final few weeks of camp to get ready for the season. But still, anyone's guess at this point. I would say Brett Cecil has a slight edge, but it still could go either way at this point.
And you just touched on a whole lot of different considerations and factors, but would it be putting it too strongly to say that the biggest decision in all of this is the decision on how they use Sanchez, because that not only tips some of the balances this year, but obviously has some impact over where this guy's future goes over the next several years?
Yeah, absolutely, because I mean, if he spends this year as a reliever, it's going to have an impact on his starting here next year when there'll be some serious innings limit. You know, that's not necessarily an easy transition. I mean, it's something the game's gone away from over the last decade. So, I mean, it's something that used to happen a lot. And obviously Adam Wainwright is the perfect example of what the Blue Jays like to use of guys who have made that transition where you kind of break into the bullpen and then make that move. That's someone Anthopoulos likes to point to a lot. But yeah, Sanchez is without a doubt the biggest wild card in all of this. And, you know, I think everybody within the organization believes that his long-term value, there's no question about it, that he's better used in the rotation. You know, he still does have an outside shot at that fifth spot, but it's just the need in the bullpen right now. I think ultimately that's going to force the Jays to move him into the bullpen. But the upside is, there's just so much upside there with him that if he comes, you know, in those initial starts and really blows the doors off everybody and really outperforms a guy like, you know, fellow top prospect Daniel Norris, I mean, maybe it's something the Blue Jays have to look at. But at this point, the way the bullpen is shaped up, I just can't see the Blue Jays being able to do that because if you don't have Sanchez down there in the bullpen, there's just so many question marks. I mean, really, your only two proven guys down there would be Aaron Loop and Brett Cecil. And going into the season, that's a bit of a scary proposition. If you move Sanchez in there, gives you another reliable piece that really gives you, you know, some solid options from the seventh inning on. And ultimately, I think that's the way the Jays are going to go. But, you know, things could change. It's going to be interesting, and that's definitely just the domino effect that has to take place in camp.
All right. Well, Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.